But I don't see a single member of the opposition here. Is it the case?
Yes, Chairperson.
So, Tim.
Tata.
Okay, pick on. Are you in a cage?
Recording in progress.
I told you, I'm in a quarry.
Well, Tata, you are tied and hidden in a cage somewhere.
I'm in a quarry.
You must come out of the quarry.
What's that, Beauty? Are you on a honeymoon?
Well, me as a Beauty, I'm turning it off. and better life are inseparable.
Ayo, I love Happy M. Yo, Beauty. Congratulations. I can't stop admiring you. Yo, suits you so well.
Because, Mom. Thank you, Mom.
Suits you so well.
And you born in PM on the highway at Tatai 4 Chati. I've arrived. Well done.
I'm
just posted. Better she is a young woman, it's not an old woman. So
yeah,
where's the statement?
Yeah. It's true, Che. It's true. What did you do to the opposition, Che? Where are they?
And yours, Alan, I can't see Dr. George Surupen. I can't see De Villiers. Vessels is somewhere. Vessels was supposed to be there at the end. I don't see them.
Good morning, Chair. There's no apologies. And I'm sure they've received the email from Teboho, but I'll just send it to them on WhatsApp.
Please remind them so that we start in the next minute. Yanga.
Good morning, Chair.
Yamas. Play the remotes. Yanga.
Yeah, born before technology, Jay.
BPT.
You are on the
phone. You know, Karim. Young.
So you are saying Uyang and I is nearing pension, like Eunice and Momo.
Yo, I son, we all got another antique. Is
yeah. Alan, how is succeeding?
Chair, Mr. De Villiers, he just joined. I've sent to other members. Dr. George is also in the waiting room. He just joined.
Okay. I see Honorable De Villiers on the platform. Dr. George is here. I think we can start. It looks like we form a quorum, isn't it?
Yes, sir, we do.
Okay, let's proceed. We have a long day today because later we have got the sitting of the National Assembly processing the RRRs. Welcome, honorable members, to the meeting of the Standing Committee. Also, welcome officials from Treasury and SARS. Welcome the officials from Parliament. the media entities that might be in attendance, and those who might be from the public attending the meeting, as this is an open meeting. The meeting is officially open. Roll call and apologies. Are there apologies?
We didn't receive any sir. No apologies from the members.
Thanks, Tebogo. No apologies. Let's move to item three. Clause by clause deliberations and consideration of the committee report on the rates and monetary amounts and amendment of the revenue laws bill. Kanti namhlanje akune tilabhula ne tilabhula lapha young. What's happening?
Ingathi tilab ne talab zingomso chair tomorrow according to the program.
Oh.
Today is only the rates bill, yes.
Because we know once you are here, it's Tileb and Talab. From there, Zogbona next year, you disappear for the better part. Okay, no problem. Thanks for clarity. I want to switch on the video. I'm here in Gauteng. It's terrible with the... Even Gauteng is worse than Limpopo in terms of load shedding. Even at night, electricity goes away twice or thrice. Right this morning after 8, electricity went away. So I've just connected using my iPhone here. So bear with me, the television team from Parliament and then the media in general. Let's have the report, the deliberations on the clause by clause, and then we'll adopt the report. How do we go about, like we did last week at Friday? Is it the same way, Alan? When we were
up? Yes, Chairperson, that's correct. There are no amendments to the bill, so I think it would be pretty straightforward. So I'll flight the bill as tabled, and then once the committee's deliberated and done the clause by clause, I'll then flight the report, and then the same will need to happen with the report chair.
We are on the object of the bill. How many clauses are in this bill, Alan? So that we, how long is it?
Short bill, Chair. It's 11 clauses, but it has got schedules.
Okay. Do you want to take a lead, Young?
Yes, Chair, I can take the lead.
Okay.
And then clause one deals with the fixing of rates of normal tax as indicated in the budget.
Agreed. There we are. Agreed, members.
Chair. Agreed, Chair.
Agreed.
Clause two deals with the general rebates, the primary rebate, tertiary rebates, and the secondary rebate, as indicated in the budget. So we change them yearly.
Agreed, members.
Agreed, Chair.
Clause three deals with the medical tax credits. It's also, we are changing them based on the budget.
Agreed, honorable members. Jolly.
Agreed.
Clause 4 deals with the calculation of the cash equivalent of the value of taxable fringe benefit for employer provided housing. So we change that B for the formula every year to represent the tax free threshold. So it's changed from 87,300 to 91,250 equal to the tax free threshold.
Agreed, honorable member.
Agreed.
Clause 5 deals with all the schedules to the Customs and Excise Act, that is for alcohol, for tobacco, for health promotion levy, for plastic bag levy, and also deals with the one for the fuel levy temporary relief. So that's all in clause 5, as well as the attached schedules there too.
Agreed, honorable members.
Clause six deals with the employment tax incentives.
Agreed, honorable members.
Clause 7 deals with the cap. So in the rates bill, we have the carbon tax rate TLAP. We've got that rate up until 2022, Chair.
Agreed, honorable members.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed.
And
agreed. Well, okay. Done,
Clause 8 also deal with the carbon tax. That is the formula, Chair.
Agreed, members.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed.
Clause 9 deals in the budget. You remember the minister stated the corporate tax rate reduction for years of assessment ending 31 March 2023. So meaning that for the years of assessment ending next year. So this implies that all the changes that deals with the corporate rate reduction should be included here. So clause 9 and 10 deals with the changes regarding the assessed loss restriction, as well as section 23M limitation of tax deduction, of interest deduction. So that is clause 9 and 10. They are consequential to the changes to the corporate tax rate reduction. That is the effective date.
Agreed.
Clause 11 is the short title of the act. That's all, Chair.
Agreed with the short title?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Can someone, a member, move for the adoption of the bill?
I move for the adoption of the bill, Chair.
Thanks, Honorable Skosana. Any second?
I second the adoption, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Noxie. Dr. George.
Could you please reserve the position of the DEA? Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Dr. George. It will be recorded. Okay, thanks. Let's move to the report of the committee. Okay, thanks. 5-1. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 5-2.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Five, three.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Five, four.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Five, five.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Can a member move for the adoption of the report?
I so move, Chair.
Honorable Abraham moves for the adoption of the report. Any second?
I second.
Seconded. Okay, there are Dr. George.
Please reserve the position of the DEA. Thanks, Chair.
The position of the DEA is so duly recorded. And then let's move to item four. Discussion on the South African Post Bank Limited Amendment Bill. Advocate Jenkins, it seems there's something that you want to clarify in regard to this matter as to how you suggest we should process it. There you are. Alan, is Advocate Jenkins here on the platform? I don't see him.
Chi doesn't seem to be. I'll just try and get hold of him telephonically.
No, sir. Yeah, he remember, he said he'll be with Scope until 10 o'clock because he was anticipating that we'll still be busy with the report. So he's in the Scope meeting.
Yo. So how do we deal with this matter? Because he was supposed to provide guidance. He had suggestions how we should process the matter.
Get hold of him just to try and get him here, and then when he finishes, to go over.
Is it possible, Alan, that you can come here for 2 minutes and clarify how we should go about processing this bill and go back to?
Yes, Chair is in the process of joining now.
Okay.
I'm here, Chair. I'm here. Good morning, Honorable Members, Honorable Chairperson, and Alan and other people. I'm here, Chair.
Okay. Thanks, Advocate Jenkins. We are on item four on the South African Post Bank Limited Amendment. How do you propose we should process this bill? Because a matter that has been referred to us from what is our colleagues' committee? Is it communications?
Communications and digital technologies, yes, yes, Chairperson.
Yeah, but there is a part that we must handle as a SCOF. So over to you, Advocate James.
Thank you, Chairperson. The way I understand it, Chair, is that this bill was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Communications and Digital Technology, and they have seen that, of course, when one look at the bill, and maybe that would be a point to start, the whole bill is about making the Minister of Digital the Minister of Communications and Digital Technology becomes the shareholder representing government, representing the state in the establishment of the Post Bank. I read through the bill last night and the memorandum as well. And Chair, the whole purpose of that bill is to take the Post Bank, which has been established already, but to amend it. The problem with the Post Bank and what the bill is trying to address, and perhaps members can remember that when we dealt with the Financial Sector Regulation Bill, this matter came up a few times. The Post Bank has been established, but it's part of the it's under the holding company of the Post Office, itself, and the post office does not have the liquidity to actually get a license for the post bank from the prudential authority that was then established by the Financial Sector Oversight Act, the Financial Sector Regulation Act, sorry, Chair. So that what happened now is to get the post bank to operate properly and to get a license, they've taken the holding company structure away from the post bank and made the Minister of Communications and Digital Technology the sole shareholder. So that's the main purpose of the bill. So we want to establish the post bank. So I think, Chair, the consultations, when one look at the memorandum, the consultations include the Minister of Finance, of course, because the Minister of Finance is, of course, directly involved with the Financial Sector Regulation Act, as well as the issues of levels of solvency and so forth, and the giving of licenses. So, Chair, I think there was, and I don't know if this is correct, but as I understand the letter from Mr. Honorable Manelli from the Communications Committee is to say, this is really within your domain as well. The minister is set out here. There's a shareholder created. We've created a bank. That's a Standing Committee on Finance matter. So do you have anything to say? So I think what is necessary, Chair, is not for the committee necessarily to adopt a part of the bill, but if the committee has issues or concerns around the bill, to put that in writing and to share it with the Portfolio Committee on Communications and Digital Technology. So Chair, that is the one part of the, you ask how we should deal with it. So I can put that out there, and I don't know if there are any concerns, and I don't know if we must get a better briefing. I only had the night last night to prepare for it, Chair. So it's a bit of a thin thing for us to do, but that is the main purpose of the bill. The other issue, Chair, if I can deal with it now, I mean, we received the one letter from the Communications Committee. We received another one that urgently asked this committee to look at the funding of the post office. Now, Chair, first of all, we don't need funding for the post office if this amendment bill is going through, not additional funding, because it will be separated from the post office. The post bank will stand on its own. And the Minister of Communication and Digital Technology will be the shareholder representing government. So the solvency issue will be much like another public entity. And one would also then ask, shouldn't the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises also have a voice on this bill? I don't know if the similar letter has been sent to them. I can only imagine. But I'm just showing that the bill is cross-cutting in various portfolios, not just finance and communications, also public enterprises. And the funding, Chair, that the Committee on Communications is requesting, that, of course, must go to the Appropriations Committee. It might be a bit late because the Division of Revenue Bill has been adopted, I think, today by the NA. So additional funding and fiscal framework and those things has been adopted. And these are, if there's a change in the funding to the post office, of course, it's a matter for the Moneyballs Amendment Act. It's a matter for the Appropriations Committee. And from my angle, it will be a matter where the Budget Office is required in terms of the Moneyballs Act to advise the Appropriations Committee, as well as the Communications Committee, how they can achieve their policy objective of increasing the funding to the Post Office. Chair, I'm going to just leave it there if there are other questions or if I need to go into more detail into the bill, I will. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so let me understand it, Advocate Jenkins. So, communications portfolio want us to concur that we agree with this bill. As you said, it doesn't look like there is a specific clause in the bill that warrants us to adopt. What is it? Do we have to generate a report? Or now that the bill is here, we say we agree. What is it on record that our committee should do, which maybe warrant to be recorded when the bill goes to the chamber, to the National Assembly?
Chair, there's nothing to report on from your committee, from the Finance Committee Chairperson. What is needed is just, I would suggest, a written response to the Communications Committee to say, thank you, we've received your letter. We have the following concerns, or we would like to raise nothing in regard to the bill. We've looked at the bill, or we have something to raise, but that's all that's required, Chairperson. Just a written response to the Communications Committee. No report to the Assembly, no A list B version of this bill within this committee, anything like that, Chair. Just a written response from the committee itself. So it would be what the committee agree on, what we want to say to the Communications Committee, Chair. That's all.
Or is it possible that probably tomorrow we reschedule this item? We invite the chairperson, Honorable Maneli, to come to our meeting after processing TILEB and TALAB to speak on this matter before we make our view known as the committee. Is it not possible for us to do that?
Yes, Chair, I think it's possible. Of course, depending on Mr. Maneli's schedule, but it is possible. And then one can have an interaction on the board. Yes, Chair, it is possible.
I'm not trying to ram through members, but I thought it will be proper that that committee has referred this matter to us. At least the chairperson comes here. He's a member of the National Assembly. Any member of the parliament can attend a committee meeting, if so invited, as long as he's not coming to vote. But to come and clarify what is it exactly that they request us to process. And then he will leave the meeting, and then we'll continue to deal with the matter. Yeah, I see Dr. George, Honorable Mrolo. Dr. George.
Thank you very much, Chair. This is quite troubling, actually, because what I'm hearing and my understanding is that with the post bank in the post office, that there is no money for this bank. So it was separated. So the post bank was then pulled out of the post office. We then got two letters. There was one letter that spoke about the creation of the bank, and it wanted our committee's comments or, discussion or some feedback on it. And then there was a second letter that said that the post office would need to be bailed out because the post bank is leaving the post office. So that's a fundamental problem. You know, it seems that the post bank then makes the post office unviable, probably unviable anyway, but it makes it worse. So there's no money for the bank. Now there's a new state-owned enterprise, which is a bank. It needs to be thoroughly discussed. It needs to be thoroughly discussed in the communications portfolio. I know that that's been ongoing. But we, as the finance committee, we have oversight over the treasury. Now, it would make no sense, for example, if the post office then was worse off financially because there was an entity coming out of it, which doesn't have any money anyway, which would need to be then funded from somewhere, which, I mean, you know, as you mentioned, we're already at the end of processing all the budgets, etc. So Advocate Jenkins says that we've received this letter. Obviously, we would have to say thank you for receiving it, but we'd need to, in our committee, we'd have to have a proper discussion on it, because the committee can't just make a comment on it without thorough discussion. And in my opinion, the thorough discussion needs to be, we need to get a detail of exactly what they're planning here, and then we need to process it properly. We need to get a comment, etc., because I certainly don't support a process where we're just getting some, possibly secondhand information. We need to look at it very closely ourselves. So this is very problematic for me, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. George. Honorable Mrolo, then Honorable Abraham.
No, Chair. I am actually persuaded by your suggestion that we should invite the Chair of the Communications Portfolio Committee to just share details with the committee on this development with the Post Bank. It would be important so that when we do finally deliberate and decide on what to do, given the interaction that we would obviously want to have subsequently with Treasury, that we have a much more better picture of the state of the Post Bank. So I'm going to agree with you that the chair be invited tomorrow if he is available and that this matter is then ventilated sufficiently, and that there must then be further interactions from a position of knowledge, because as the situation stands, beside this letter, we have absolutely no further knowledge of the details thereof. So this meeting might be or would be quite important for us to shed light. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable Mrolo. Honorable Abraham.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thank you so much. Chair, indeed, I think also that the Communications Portfolio Committee wrote to us prematurely while they were also in discussion, deliberating on the same issues. And I think as Advocate Jenkins Advocate Jenkins has also indicated, while they are looking for assistance, but they also are indicating, as we know, of course, that the Post Bank is moving away. But in terms of financial intervention, that seems to be what the chairperson is looking for. I think indeed we just need to take a listen, because then that means we would have to also listen in to what the Appropriations Portfolio Committee also has to say, as they are the custodians of the budget of the oversight of the budget of a national treasury. And therefore, Chair, I think it would be proper that we seek the ear of that committee through its chairperson, so that we can be able to listen to them. And if needs be, we could also have a joint committee with appropriations if time allows, and if the committee agrees that we have a joint appropriations and finance committee meeting where communications then briefs us, so that we are able to clarify our different roles. And I think the fact that that committee, I believe, is meeting as we speak, they will therefore have more clarity as to exactly what they are looking for, and which committee to assist them and how. Thank you, Chair. I want to support the issue of the meeting, just to find out maybe the availability of the chairperson to do the briefing tomorrow. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Noxie. Alan, let's write a letter to Honorable Maneli to come with the support team. If needs be, even officials from communications should attend, so that there's a technical team to explain technical issues. And National Treasury should also be here, those who are dealing with issues of this nature, so that we have a fruitful kind of discussions. So tomorrow, after Tileb Talab, let's have the item on the Post Bank, then we'll request Honorable Maneli to lead, and have officials from communications and those from his committee to further elaborate on technical issues, so that if there's a comment that they need from us or whatever, we have a better understanding as to what is our role. Because now, as Advocate Jenkins has alluded to, it's not very clear whether they just want us to say we agree. If we say we agree on what exactly? So I think the fact that he has written us a letter, there must be a specific issue or matter that they will want SCOF to attend to. And if the matter will also have to be further referred to appropriations, is something else. I think it will be indicated in tomorrow's meeting. And if ultimately we might need a joint meeting of SCOF appropriations and communications, we'll do so. But I think tomorrow's meeting and the briefing from the chairperson will give a clear indication on the way forward. That's that. I think we are done with today's agenda. Are there announcements?
Tomorrow's meeting will be about the TALAP and TILAP.
Okay. There we are. And then communications on the post-bank. Let's adjourn, honorable members, until we meet again tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Chairperson.
And then?